From WBHM in Birmingham, I'm Andrew Yeager. Some governors have spent lots of time in front of the cameras talking about the coronavirus pandemic. New York Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo has held daily press briefings. Ohio Republican Governor Mike DeWine has been out in front almost daily as well. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey, on the other hand, has been relatively quiet about COVID-19. That's despite new cases increasing sharply around the state. In a press conference last week, U.S. Senator Doug Jones says state leaders, not just the governor, should be talking about the pandemic.
I think we've all got to do a much better job of educating people top to bottom.
And that message, Jones says, needs to be based on science.
Unless a public official, a politician, is repeating what the healthcare professionals are saying, don't listen to them. If they are repeating it, then please take heed and you can verify it if you need to.
One of those health professionals is Dr. Jeannie Marazzo. She's director of infectious diseases at the University of Alabama at Birmingham. She says the public health community is pretty much in agreement on how to combat COVID-19 right now. Practice social distancing, wear a face covering, wash hands frequently.
But there's a limit to what state health officers and public health people can do in the absence of strong leadership from the government.
Governor Kay Ivey hasn't been absent from the conversation. She occasionally mentions the pandemic on Facebook and Twitter. Her last press conference was a month ago to announce she was reopening more of the state's economy. When I requested an interview with the governor last week on the rise of COVID-19 cases, her office instead sent a statement it issued to multiple news outlets, emphasizing personal responsibility. But if the goal is to encourage people to change their behavior, how much does it matter whether the governor speaks out? Maya Hutchins is a public relations professor at the University of Florida. She says changing a person's behavior depends a lot on trust. There's trust in those close by. For instance, if a person's friends start wearing masks, he or she is more likely to as well. And then there's trust in other voices.
So if you're a liberal and you see Fox News saying something, that's really not going to impact you. But if you're a conservative and you see Fox News saying something, then that does tend to have an impact on you.
Hutchins says partisanship around a public health issue can complicate things. In a recent survey from the Kaiser Family Foundation, Democrats are almost twice as likely to say they wear a mask every time they leave the house compared to Republicans. So a governor's power to persuade people depends much on how those listening feel about that leader. Behavior change can happen relatively quickly with nonpartisan issues. Hutchins points to a time when a number of states passed indoor smoking bans to reduce the threat of secondhand smoke.
It wasn't about protecting yourself, but it was about protecting others. And so if we can talk about it that way, I think that has the potential for us to see some movement.
Hutchins says a way to cut through some of the politics is with a consistent message from a wide range of people. That way, no matter if you hear it from University of Alabama football coach Nick Saban,
please wear a mask anytime you're around other people,
or Auburn men's basketball coach Bruce Pearl,
wash your hands often for 20 seconds,
or Birmingham Mayor Randall Woodfin,
all of us have to maintain social distancing of 6 feet.
It's the same message. It becomes a community message, not a political one. And a figure like a governor can set the tone for that. Andrew Yeager, WBHM.